This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, coming up later, Jonathan Allen, Commanders defensive tackle. He'll join us at 9. Chris Doering to talk college football at 7:20. But it's 7 a.m. That means it's skins hitting time. Hit the Skins is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the Skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies, you score 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Great.
Nice.
Great.
All right. So you know what? Valdez told me that, you know, we did this last week where we had the video and the audio of various analysts jocking the Commanders.
I think this is the third week in a row.
Yeah.
The national praise montage.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Here you go. This is week five's version.
Here we go.
Last year, CJ Stroud had the best season that any rookie quarterback has ever had. To this point, Jaden Daniels has been better. Dan, what are we seeing?
Washington has found their Lamar Jackson. The playmaking with his feet is spectacular. And automatically, you're like, this team's going to contend for Super Bowls because of this young player. The passing, the timing of their pass game has gone up. Their zone read offense right now is
crazy.
You're getting like 5 yards a clip, and that's a bad play. They run the ball well with Brian Robinson, his connection with those receivers. He's unfazed. Nothing phases this young man.
You have certain quarterbacks. I said it was Lamar-esque because it's the time and how critical it is when you're actually making the play. You saw so many third downs that he had to get out on. You saw the ability to create and add extra time and push the ball downfield. But RC, sometimes, and we know in this league now, with the athletic ability of defenders and how people are bringing pressure now, up in A gaps, they bringing people from all over the place. That element that he's had it, added to the Washington Commanders offense, has accentuated everybody else around him. Yeah. And I think that's what I'm most excited about with this team. I think they win the NFC East.
Could Jaden Daniels be the first MVP as a rookie since Jim Brown back in 1957?
That's been a while. 1957. Holy cow. let's use CJ Stroud as a point of comparison. Last year, an amazing season. He reversed the league's worst franchise at that time, Houston, into a playoff team in 1 year. He had, you know, the crazy touchdown to interception ratio, something in the ballpark like 25 touchdowns thrown and 5 picks. It was nuts. CJ Stroud was awesome, and he finished 9th in MVP voting. But the case for Daniels feels more compelling, doesn't it? You know, even though he's also reversing a terrible franchise, it feels like it's better.
Is it too early to say that the Chicago Bears made a mistake not drafting Jaden Daniels?
The Bears didn't make a mistake. Jaden Daniels is the better quarterback right now.
Man, it's a lot of slurping going on. I love it. Love to hear it. By the way, the total for the game, Commanders-Ravens, tied for the highest total on the board in week 6, 52.5. Tied with the Lions-Cowboys total.
It's deserved praise. They have the number one scoring offense in the NFL. They're averaging 31 points per game. The defense the last 2 weeks, they've only allowed 27 points. Now, against inferior opponents, sure. Huge test against the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, something tells me that the Ravens are going to score more than 13 or 14 points against this defense.
There's no doubt about that.
I've got a sneaky feeling that they're not going to be held to under 20 points this matchup.
But his game is most similar to Lamar Jackson. I can't remember which analyst said that. That's clearly the best comp.
Orlovsky and Spears.
Yeah.
It's the best comp. I mean, you look at the running stats. That's kind of what Lamar does. And Lamar also has good completion percentage usually and can pass the football. That's why he's won a couple of MVPs. I mean, if I had to bet right now, Jaden Daniels will probably win an MVP down the road. I don't think he'll win it this year.
He's not going to win it this year. He's not putting up the kind of numbers that are going to win an MVP, in my opinion. Now, when you add in rushing touchdowns and stuff, you know, it looks a lot better. But I just don't think he's going to win MVP this year. I don't think
he's
a candidate.
Like, sure, he'd be top five, top seven.
For him to be in the mix rookie is astounding.
Of course, he's playing out of his mind. He's just not putting up the kind of. I'm sorry,
I don't think he's going back.
You got to put up more passing touchdowns, those kinds of
things. Not only had 24 last year.
I'm not sure he's on pace for that. I don't know.
No, he's not on pace for it right now. But if he has a 3-touchdown game, then all of a sudden he can be, because 24 in 17 games is like 1.5, roughly.
Maybe I'm wrong.
1.5.
I just don't think his passing numbers are going to be sexy enough. But we'll see.
Probably not. But if this game shoots out, he's going to have passing numbers in this game. He's definitely going to have them in the Carolina Panthers game, because everybody gets there against the Panthers. And you would think the Bears game.
That could be a shootout.
Good offensive environment, too. Like, I think his passing numbers are going to escalate over the next month.
One would think. Look, last year, Lamar Jackson won his second MVP. 24 touchdown passes to 7 interceptions. His passer rating was a 102.7. So that's the traditional. If you look at what Jaden has done so far, the touchdowns aren't going to get there, but he's limiting the interceptions. But his rushing is actually ahead of what Lamar did, because Lamar only had 5 touchdown runs last year. So if you combine it, he had 29 total touchdowns to win the MVP. Jaden could get there for sure. It's going to be heavier on the run.
He's got 8 total already. He already has 8 total touchdowns.
Yeah.
The MVP, the MVP has become almost like a team award. It goes to the quarterback of the one seed.
Yeah.
In the NFC or the AFC. Yeah.
Generally.
So if Washington doesn't win the division, they're just a wild card, he's probably not going to win it. Probably going to go to somebody who's on a division leader.
Like Sam Darnold, if he keeps his heater going.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't do anything over the weekend against the Jets.
Right, or Lamar or Josh Allen or any of those guys.
Well, you know, I talked...
I was going to say Burrow, but they're not winning the division.
Right.
I talked about this yesterday, and Drabby didn't want to really get into it, but maybe I could touch on it a little bit now. We could go through it at another point. But when you look at the schedule for Washington. So they've got 4 wins now, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're saying, in my opinion, you got to get to 10 to pretty much, for the most part, cement yourself a playoff spot.
Yeah.
I would assume they beat the Panthers.
Yep.
They beat the Giants again. That's maybe a big assumption, but I'm assuming it.
Giants are a little more feisty than
they
are.
They're a little better than
we
think. I'll assume we beat the Titans. We'll beat the Saints. That's 4. After that,
at the Saints is never an easy place to play, but they're coming off a bye that week.
Think we're better, but after that, like, the Cowboys games could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles games could go either way. Steelers could go either way.
Yeah.
Bears actually could go either way, even though I disrespect the Bears. I mean, you know, Caleb's playing better and feeling more comfortable and scoring some points. So, we got to stop thinking we're going to be 1 seed or whatever. We just got to find a way to get to 10. Like, we're off to such a good start, I don't want to blow it now.
Well, can they get, I mean, they just got to go 6-6, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, where are they going to come from? I see, well, a they're couple there. Guarantees, you just, I mean,
it's,
almost.
It's hard to predict it.
It is hard to predict
but
it.
They but are there. Six wins are there.
Well, you just give us a couple of guarantees.
I'm trying to find it. I'm trying
and
to
if
find
you can split with the
You also
the,
have to remember that a lot of these teams, maybe not a lot, but some of these teams are going to have injury issues when you play them.
Well, I sure hope so. I'm just saying, they don't jump out at you.
They're not going to get completely swept by Dallas and Philly. They're not going to go 0-4 against them.
Okay, unlikely.
So unlikely, yeah.
I think you're right, but you know, I don't know.
Well,
I'm trying to be realistic.
The Panthers pretty much a lock.
If, I think the Panthers is a lock.
That's a, yeah.
All right, that's, so that's five wins right there.
No, I said that. Didn't I say that? Yeah.
I'm just going through it again.
Yeah.
Panthers. I'm going to assume the Ravens loss. All right.
Yeah.
That's
me
kind
too.
Of a gravy game because no one thought they were going to win that to start the year.
Right. I mean, if they win that, that's amazing.
The Panthers gives them five wins. All right. I don't think they're going to get swept by Philly or Dallas. So even if it's just one. All right, that's six.
I think they're going to beat the Steelers at home.
Maybe they beat the. All right, that's seven.
I think
Titans.
They're going to beat them.
Right, I think
Titans,
the Titans.
I think we're going to beat the Titans.
Titans are counterfeit. That's that
eight.
Be a W.
So I'm 90. Looking at eight guarantees, and you just got to come up with two more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're not.
Two more will
not
happen.
Not going to be easy.
No, of course, it's not going to be
NFL,
easy.
It's the NFL. It's not easy.
Never, well, never easy.
But a team that's 4-1 that has
good. They're 5-0.
A team that's 4-1 that has the number one scoring offense in the NFL, and until proven otherwise, it doesn't look like it's slowing down. You would think they could at least go 500 the rest of the way. And if they go 500 the rest of the way,
I
they
think
get to 10.
In a vacuum, and I don't think the schedule is super hard, but I'm just looking at it going, I don't see them just obviously jumping out at me, the wins.
Sked is actually setting up pretty nicely for them.
I think it's a good schedule, especially the next four games. Like, the Ravens would be brutal. And I said this a couple, maybe 2 weeks ago. I think we can get to 7-2.
Well, if you're at 7-2, you could go 3-5 down the stretch, and you're still at 10 wins.
See, I think mm-hmm. that's just, I'm just hung up on it. I think I even made this prediction, like a second half swoon. I hope it doesn't happen. But
again, remember, teams will, and it'll happen to Washington as well. They'll have injuries that will affect their status. You just hope it's not Daniels.
And I know you can't pick week to week, but sometimes you can. Sometimes.
Well,
you
there's
see,
two games. There's no, if they're completely, you know, the same health as what they have now.
Yeah.
They don't have any major injuries. There's no chance that they lose to Tennessee or Carolina.
I know. I agree. That's six.
That's six.
I mean, they should bury those teams, but especially Carolina.
Yeah.
And they're not going to go 0 for the next.
And I think they should beat the Saints.
What, 10? They're not going to go, or, yeah, no. 0 for. They're not going to go 0-10 in the other
no, of course
10
not.
Games. They're going to win some of
those.
I don't
know if they
games.
Can get to 10. Now, getting to 10 is still a big task. All I'm saying is keep expectations. Let's keep expectations reasonable. Because we're talking about being a one seed and Jaden being MVP, and I just think we're getting a little crazy. Like, I think we're butt fun to watch.
This is a big if, but if Jaden outduels Lamar in Baltimore this weekend, they win
well,
the
that
game.
That puts him on the map.
That thrusts him right into the top three or four for MVP.
Right.
But well, and it also thrusts them into a possible number one seed overall.
Right. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I think Baltimore. I don't know if they're going to handle them. I think it's going to be relatively close. I don't see a blowout. But if they find a way to beat Baltimore.
They find a way to beat Baltimore, I'll take all the caution seatbelts off.
Yeah.
I'll take it all off.
Right.
And I'll just go, anything's possible with this team.
Yeah.
If they beat the Ravens, I'll say anything's possible. Let's go to Joe. Joe calling from L.A. What time is it in L.A., Jason?
It's 3 hours back, 4:14.
4:14? Joe, what's up, buddy? What are you doing up so early?
Hey, good morning, you guys. I called you guys at the starting of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember me. And I was saying that I wasn't happy with Jaden Daniels.
Mm.
And EB and Cakes, just I felt like I had the scarlet letter on. And I want to apologize. You guys are absolutely right.
We like your contrition.
Quick story, you guys. I went out to Arizona with my wife to go see them play.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Jaden Daniels' teachers at the hotel that we were staying at. And I confronted them, and they're from the Inland Empire, as well as I am from the Inland Empire. And they said he was a
what
great
is that?
Kid.
I
think it's like San Bernardino, and California.
And one of them had the mom as well and as a student. And they were saying that they're just great people. And I met a parent of one of the players. Carlson Yankoff, I guess he's a special teamer.
Okay.
And the son was telling the dad that he's so happy being part of the Skins organization and how they treat him.
Yeah, so, I think it's night and day now from the Snyder ownership to the Harris ownership.
Maybe it was just slander, but that like Jaden's mom was a pain in the ass when she was at Arizona State. Wasn't that a rumor?
Correct.
That, the way that he exited Arizona State. The players did the stuff with his locker and all that stuff.
You know what? I couldn't care less about his mom. I couldn't care less about Jaden Daniels' mom. I care about him.
No, I know. I'm just saying
what he's doing on the
field. I'm just discussing it. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there.
Look, maybe she was a pain in the ass at some point, but she obviously raised a really good kid.
There's no doubt.
Has his head on straight.
Go ahead.
She really did. And you know, you guys were talking about the record earlier. I see them winning 11 games. I really do.
He's got 11.
Maybe even more.
What was your we gotta go to break, but what was your beef with Jaden before the season? Like, what did you not like about it?
Well, you know, I just didn't like, you know, and Tom from the Sheen and Shannon show there, he's with Tom Lavaro, I think his last name
Tom
is.
Tom, Kevin Sheehan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Kevin Sheehan and Tom, he has them as a guest. And he also said it, you know, the whole sunglasses, the gold chain, he didn't take his son. And I'm not into that, man. I'm not. You know, come
yeah, but he's
out,
not that guy.
Shoes.
I mean, let him have his moment.
It's like the biggest night of his life up to that point. He's a humble kid.
I get it. I totally get it. I get it. But you know what? You're coming to the NFL, and it's a whole different league, man. It's a whole different league.
Well, it hadn't appeared to be a whole different league for him.
He seems to be assimilating pretty well.
Absolutely. But you know what, though, you guys? You guys are awesome. I try to listen to you guys every morning on the way to work and on the way coming home from work.
Nice.
You guys are awesome. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Joe.
And I really do appreciate you guys. And thank you for taking my call. I'm heading out there for the Dallas game.
Thank you, buddy.
The whole
bio. I was going to ask him if he'd kiss a toilet for being wrong. Others have done that.
Yes, that has happened.
You missed the video.
So many people. I mean, how many hits did the video get, Mike? So many people were grossed out by that. I mean, I think it was the single grossest day on the show.
Yeah. I counted it up this morning. Yeah. Couldn't put it on YouTube because of the guidelines, but right around 65,000.
Oh, are you kidding? What, from like Facebook?
Dude, it was like 34,000 just on Facebook. And then the other platforms was like 15,000, 7,000.
They love
got that many
spin.
Views. 65,000.
Comments were hilarious.
And we couldn't monetize that. When you put it on Facebook, you can't really monetize it, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
No, I don't really think we were able to capitalize on that. It really only would have been YouTube that we can monetize as of right now.
He's monetizing. Zuck. That's the guy who's monetizing it. All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Chris Doering, analyst for ESPN and SEC Network. We'll talk college football with him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.